Listen to the text and write down the missing word or number. The first one has been done as an example.
Today, we think of a book as a volume of many sheets of paper containing text, illustrations, photographs, etc. Because of their durability and portability, the main uses of books are to preserve and distribute information. In ancient times, people wrote on clay tablets, wood or bamboo tablets tied with cord, or book rolls to store information. Later, with the invention of paper, the Chinese had the first book called Jingangjing, the Diamond Sutra, printed in 868 AD. In the 20th century, despite the challenge from other media such as radio or television and computer, books continued to be a primary means for the dissemination of knowledge, for instruction and pleasure in skills and arts, and for the storage of humans' experience.